right down to it. I can't wait any longer. I am so excited that I need to get into it, and I need to tell you what it is we're going to be doing. Every week, every Monday, Kira and I, we do a wrap-off. Now, it originally started as, I would say, a joke. In fact, it did start as a joke, a complete joke. And I think anyone who listened would have agreed that it was a joke. It was a shambles because we tried to rap Azealia Banks's 212, which at the time was all the rage. This was about 2 years ago. It was a big rap, very intricate, all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, since then, we have just kind of kept on with it and kept on with the tradition. And I have to say that I now love it. I now look forward to it every week. I count down the days until we get to do it again. And this evening, we are going to be rapping Snoop Dogg and Mr. Jason Derulo with Wiggle. So,
now,
yes,
Chris, before we play these, can I just say something?
Yeah.
I love Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I do. You know that. But I think that I need to give Snoop Dogg some career advice because I think he's coming across like that. You know that creepy uncle at a wedding who gets drunk and talks to the young ones?
Oh, these lyrics are ridiculous.
Like, it's like, Snoop Dogg, what do you do?
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm sorry, like, I'm not being ageist, but Snoop Dogg is a married man with children.
And I know what you're saying, even though you're not being ageist, he is a little bit older. And for some reason, this stuff always seems more perverted and sleazy coming from a slightly older gentleman like Snoop.
And the thing about it is, I don't want Snoop Dogg to turn into the creepy older uncle.
No.
I love Snoop Dogg.
Absolutely.
But, like, these lyrics. And at the very end of Wiggle, he says, hey, that girl got a big future behind her.
No, you got a bright future behind you.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, to imply that, like, her
she's
bottom is her
ass.
Future. Yeah, and that's like, how she's going to make her money.
No,
that her,
Snoop,
that her
no.
ass will be her, that her ass will be her defining asset in life, really. And that's all that men will really like about her.
Damn, baby, you got a bright future behind you.
It's exactly. Like Snoop, no. Yeah. No, Snoop.
I'll agree. You know what? I was listening to this and I was even... You know what they say? It's true. They say it about things like jokes and things like insults. You know when you see them transcribed and written down, they can seem so much worse? I was reading through the Snoop Dogg Wiggle lyrics and I was like, I want to bubble bathe you, then I want to take it out and make you clean it off. And I'm like, ah, Jesus, Snoop. Like, they are pretty unpleasant, I agree. But nonetheless, Kira and I rose to the challenge. It's one of the biggest rap tracks, one of the biggest pop tracks, I should say, in the world at the moment. It's Snoop and Jason Derulo with Wiggle. And
it's just a stupid name.
Well, I like Wiggle. I mean, it has some things going for it, but I agree. Snoop's lyrics in it are a little odd. However, nonetheless, Kira and I rose to the challenge and we wrapped it this evening. So, Kira, as always, I will give you the option. Who would you like to go first?
Chris, you go first, because you usually sound like Snoop Dogg, so...
All right. You'd like to get that out of the way.
I'd just like to get it out of the way, yes.
All right, well then you're going to hear my version of Wiggle and then you're going to hear Kira's version. By the way, actually, then you're going to have to decide who did better. Of course, there is a reason we're playing you these raps. You're going to hear my version of the track and then you're going to hear Kira's version of the track and you are going to have to decide who did better. 51552. It is as simple as that. 51552.
Or you can get us on Twitter. We also take Twitter votes. My Twitter is @IamKiraKing and Chris's Twitter is @HateChrisGreen.
Yes, you can indeed contact us on there.
We will read out both. We will take all votes into account.
Yeah, well, we'll try. All right. Well, anyway, let's get to mine. And then once we've heard both, then you can vote. It's very exciting. Shake what your mama gave you, misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble bathe you. What they do, taste my raindrops, K-boo. Now what you will and what you won't and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrated. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it, overrated, understated. Everywhere I've been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the D-O-double-G again? Yeah. So there we go.
You sounded like Snoop Dogg.
Thank you. So there was my version.
Do you feel a little bit dirty now after that?
To be honest with you, I have been more inspired while reading lyrics. Let's put it that way. These didn't inspire great confidence or any sense of pride while I was rapping them and recreating them. But sure, look, I mean, you will have that. They can't all be home runs. They can't all be Eminem's Infinite. However, here is Kira's version. You just heard my version. Then once you've heard both versions, obviously what I want you to do is... I want you to decide who did better. So don't obviously vote until you've heard both. Now let's listen to Kira's.
shake what your mama gave you. Misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble bathe you. What they do, taste my raindrops, K-boo. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it. Overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the D-O-double-G again?
Yeah, I didn't think that was terrible. I mean, maybe you feel dirty having to say the lyrics. Yeah, but I thought it was pretty cool.
You sound like a bit of big old perv.
You do sound a little weird. And the great thing is as well, I have your just audio saying those things, which is cool. As in without the instrumental. So that's pretty cool. I imagine that will keep me entertained on any lonely nights. But there you go. That is both versions. That is my version and that is Kira's version. Yeah, now you have to decide who did better. 51552 is the number. Who do you think did better, Chris or Kira? And don't forget, when you tell us who you think did better, you do have to, you know, give a little bit of an explanation. Give a little bit of a critique and a review as well. I mean, you know, it's where all the fun is. So anyway, I am shocked. Actually, no, I'm not shocked at all, in fairness. Imbeciles will be imbeciles, and there's nothing really you
don't
can do about
that.
Don't
go off on one, Chris, before we even read out the results.
No, you know what? I'm not even gonna. I get now why people do this, and I don't even care. Kira won this evening. Well done, Kira.
There was a good couple of votes for you.
No, I know, but you won. And well done.
I don't know.
I just want to say that. Congratulations, because you definitely won. Because a lot of lonely virgins listen, and when they hear a woman being in any way sexual...
Why don't we go through...
wow, I bet that girl would have sex with me if she met me. You won.
Why don't we go through the text messages, Chris, that people have very kindly texted into the show?
Sure.
This first one says, my vote is for Chris, purely because I thought he suited the song more than Kira did. Lol. Good going, though, you two. And that's from Jenny.
Jenny, that's the only actual answer to this wrap-off this evening. That's the correct evaluation of the situation
Tony
by
and
any
the lads
standards.
Say, Chris wins for me, and that's from Tony and the lads.
Yeah.
I thought Chris was better, sounded more gangster.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
That's somebody else.
Yeah, of course. And then all the votes for Kira, like, Kira sounded sexy. I've never had contact with a girl, so...
That's not fair. Kira's sexy voice like definitely sex was better. I had to pull over and calm myself. Please play it again. That's from Donal and Kevin. And then somebody else says, hundreds of pregnant women in Ireland after that, Chris. Fair play.
Well, I agree with that, in fairness. I mean, a lot of people getting pregnant just after hearing that.
Somebody
it was
else
so
says,
powerful.
Chris, you got that old school ghetto rhythm, possibly the Irish equivalent to Snoop Dogg.
Look, of course I do.
Maybe
no
Snoop Madra, clear winner.
Yeah, of course.
Then they continue on to say, Kira did sound like she was enjoying the filthy lyrics. I was actually very uncomfortable to tell you the truth. Yeah. Gonna go with Kira. If that's Chris's bringing Snoop Dogg, then I suggest that dog gets put down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was
absolutely.
A little bit mean.
Yeah, of course.
That's a little bit mean.
Yeah, I was terrible. You're right, Dexter.
Somebody says, Kira, you've got a real smooth flow to the lyrics. Chris, you were just not comfortable with it tonight, and it showed.
Like,
Kira,
I literally.
Full marks.
Couldn't have been more comfortable with it.
I get the plumber's votes in.
I mean, literally, it was perfect. But look, what can you do?
Kira wins. But what Snoop Dogg do you listen to, Kira? He's a total perv and proud of it. Always has been.
No, Deck in Galway, I actually agree with you. He has always been a perv. I mean, I even remember once, if I read in a Wikipedia article about him or something, or it was in one of his biographies or something, he got, like, suspended in school when he was 14 because he just took his lad out for a teacher.
Stop.
Like, I mean, he loves it all, you know what I mean? Like, he put it down. It just, as he gets older...
It's not cool.
It seems less charming for some reason, and it just starts
because I wouldn't exactly call it charming, him taking his lad out for a teacher.
But, you know, I mean, when he's that age, it's kind of, you know, look at Snoop there playing with his lad. Like, there's something less sinister about it for some reason. But then, when there's this slightly older gentleman going, you got a bright future behind you, and he's like saying, I'm gonna bathe you.
Stop.
Yeah, then it just gets weird. Yeah. It just veers into odd territory.
Tom the Trucker says, Kira won. I was more street. Somebody says, sorry, Kira, your flow wasn't very good. So Chris gets my vote.
Yeah.
Kira really gave it socks. Rhythm was cool. Chris can do better. So I vote for Kira.
Chris can do better. Chris did perfectly.
Chris sounded like birds in flight. Kira sounded like a sick crow. Like, Chris, there's more votes for you than, like, you had you threw your toys out of
the
crowd at the start.
The fact that there's any votes for you is disgraceful. That's it. It's an outrage.
So why do we bother doing the wrap-off then, so in the first place?
No, with this particular
No, why do we bother doing the wrap-off? Is it not, do we not put it down to the public?
Yeah.
Is it not me against you?
Oh, but
so
this,
surely
with this
I
rap,
will get votes.
No, with this rap, there should have been no contest. That's all I'm saying. But I tell you,
Kira,
the public
for the win,
have spoken.
Chris, was that shite?
I was terrible.
Let me get to my Twitter notifications.
Oh, I wonder what they're going
to
be.
James says you were both shite and I'm away to bed. No offence. See you later, James. We didn't want you hanging out anyway.
Good night, James.
That nice guy says, I have to say, Kira killed it. Chris didn't really get into it. Probably because he's not a perv. I don't know what radio show you listen to, that nice guy. Chris is the biggest perv I know. Cormac says, this is the first time I've ever voted for Kira. And she's getting it because she sounded just a little less creepy than Chris.
Cormac, how creepy I sound should be irrelevant.
Alan says, Kira gets my vote. It's all about the lyrics. Sound better from a woman.
Okay, Alan.
Finbar on Twitter says, Kira won, I reckon, because her accent was on point.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Chris was... Somebody says, Chris, you're such a drama queen. If you don't win, you throw a hissy fit.
No, there have been times where I have openly acknowledged and I have said, Kira, you won that rap this evening. In fact, I think I even did that very recently. But look, you no accounting for taste, huh? There you go. Kira, congratulations. You won. And it was amazing.
But you've made me feel bad about winning.
No, you
even
won.
But you've taken the good out of it.
No, you won.
But you took the good out of it, so
how?
It doesn't matter.
How did I take
By
the good out of it?
Such an ass.
No, you definitely won, because obviously you are much better, evidently.